Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you, and I hope you're having a great day today. We are looking forward to the Lord's Day on Sunday. And normal services, times as far as 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30. For Sunday evening service, our Spanish church meets at the exact same times. And we hope you can come out and join us. 9:30 is our Sunday school and Bible classes. 10:30 is the morning service. 5:30 is the evening service. And we hope you can come be our guest this Sunday at Bible Baptist Church. Now, listen, I started yesterday from Galatians chapter 4, and we started talking about what is a child of God. And again, can I encourage you to go back either on our website, our YouTube channel, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, our website, bbcgrovecity.org, or Apple Podcasts, or the iHeartRadio app, and they're podcasts. You can pick up the yesterday's broadcast on any one of those places, and that'll catch up with today's, okay? Because we started talking about a child of God. Now, we answered two questions yesterday. We answered the question, what does it mean to be a child of God? And then we answered the question, how does one become a child of God? So I hope you can get a chance to go back and listen to that, because now our third question is this. What are the obligations of being a child of God? What does God expect from me? Well, number one, he expects our love. The Bible says, Jesus said, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. We're to love the Lord our God. That's the first and the greatest commandment. That was in response to someone who asked him, what is the most important commandment in the law? And so, even like human parents, nothing pleases the heart of God more than receiving the love of his children. Isn't it great when your child comes up and says, I love you? And listen, if we don't get cynical, do we? If they come up and say, I love you, Dad, do I think, well, okay, what do you want? No, they shouldn't have to think that way if they're expressing that love often, and nor should God have to think that way when we come to him and tell him we love him. We want to love him. And by the way, we love him and we show that by obedience to him. Jesus said, don't say you love me and don't do the things that I say. How can you call me Lord and don't do what I say? No, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I don't want to say I love you. I want my life to show that I love Jesus. The Bible says, if any man love God, the same is known of him. I want it to be known that I love God, not just by how I talk, but by how I walk. And number two, he says, here's your other thing I want from you. As my child, I want you to honor me. Honor me. Over in the book of Malachi, that's the last book of the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 1. Notice in verse number 6, God said this, a son honors his father and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where's my honor? And if I be a master, where's my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you. Because as I'm a father, where's my honor? We're to honor him. A son honors his father. We have been given the privilege of addressing the creator of the universe by the most intimate of terms. Abba, father. Daddy, father. But don't forget, he is the sovereign Lord. He is the omnipotent God. Everything we have and everything we are is because of him. So he desires our worship. He desires we honor him. And then he wants us to be like him. He wants us to be like him. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, and walk in love, verse 2, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Therefore, in verse 1, be followers of God as dear children. We're to follow him so we can be like him. You know, In every human family, there's some resemblance passed on from one parent to another, to their children. I hope that you in some way resemble your parents. I may not make many teenagers happy listening, but it is true. You know, I have a brother-in-law, my wife's brother, who resembles very much his father. Now, my wife's father's in heaven, but it was years ago, and the son, Rick, was visiting Washington, D.C., and they were at the Vietnam Memorial. And as they were looking at the memorial and reading some names, a man walked up to him, and he said, "Are you Don Lesh's son?" And Rick said, "Well, yeah, but who are you?" And it was somebody from the same area of Ohio where Rick's dad lived. And he said, "I just knew because you look just like him." See, I don't know about you, but the longer I walk with God, the longer that I've been a child of God, I sure would like to resemble our Heavenly Father. I sure would like to resemble our Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to be a follower of God as dear children. Erwin Lutzer said, when a believer says, "I'm a child of God," we should expect that his life will have at least some trace of the character of God. So what does God expect from us as his children? He expects us to love him. He expects us to honor him. He expects us to be like him. God's desire for every believer is to be conformed to the image of his son. We're to be like Jesus. And that's what a child of God does. Let me tell you a story. A seminary professor was vacationing with his wife in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. One morning, they were eating breakfast at a little restaurant, hoping to enjoy just a quiet family meal. While they're waiting for their food, they noticed a distinguished-looking, white-haired man moving from table to table, visiting with the guests. The professor leaned over and whispered to his wife, "I hope he doesn't come over here." But sure enough, the man came over to their table. "Well, where are you folks from?" he asked in a friendly voice. "Oklahoma," they answered. "Well, it's great to have you here in Tennessee," the stranger said. "What do you do for a living?" The man said, "Well, I teach at a seminary." "Oh, so you teach preachers how to preach, do you? Well, I've got a really great story for you." And with that, the gentleman pulled up a chair, sat down at the table with the couple. The professor groaned in himself, and he thought to himself, "Great, just what I need. Another preacher story." Then the man started in. "See that mountain over there?" pointing out of the restaurant window. "Not far from the base of that mountain, there was a boy born to an unwed mother. He had a hard time growing up because every place he went, he was always asked the same question. Hey, boy, who's your daddy?" That was always a particular hurtful question because although he knew who his father was, his father had never married his mother. And to make things worse, he was born in the South in the years following the Civil War, around 1870. His father was a physician who had served with the Union Army. And yet, as the story goes, when he was about 12 years old, a new preacher came to his church. Now, the boy said he would always go in late to the service and then slip out early to avoid hearing the question, "Hey boy, who's your daddy?" But one day, the new preacher said the closing prayer so fast, the boy got caught and had to walk out with the rest of the crowd. Just about the time he got to the back door, the new preacher, not knowing anything about him, put his hand on his shoulder and asked him, "Hey, son, who's your daddy?" The whole church got deathly quiet. He could feel every eye in the church looking at him. Now everyone would finally know the answer to the question, "Who is your daddy?" This new preacher, though, sensed the situation. And using discernment that only the Holy Spirit could give, said the following to that scared little boy. "Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. I know who you are. I see the family resemblance now. You are a child of God." With that, he patted the boy on the shoulder and said, "Boy, you got a great inheritance. Go and claim it." The boy smiled for the first time in a long time. And he walked out the door a changed person. He never was the same again. And whenever anybody asked him, "Who's your daddy?" he'd just tell him, "I'm a child of God." With that, that distinguished gentleman got up from the table and said, "Isn't that a great story?" Well, the professor responded that it really was a great story. And then as the man turned to leave, he said, "You know, being told that I was one of God's children changed everything." And he walked away. The seminary professor and his wife were stunned. The waitress came with their food, and they asked her, "Do you know who that man was who just left that was sitting at our table?" The waitress grinned, and she said, "Of course I do. Everybody here knows him. That's Ben Hooper. He was the governor of Tennessee from 1911 to 1915. A child of God." I hope you're a child of God listening to me today. If you're not, you become a child of God, as we said, by faith in Jesus Christ. You don't become a child of God by going to church. You don't become a child of God by living good. You don't become a child of God by being baptized. You don't become a child of God by religion. You become a child of God when you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. My friend, we've all sinned, and we all owe a debt for sin, death and hell. Jesus paid that debt when he died on the cross. And you will either go pay that debt yourself, or you'll accept the fact Jesus paid it for you. And he was, by the way, the wages of sin is death. Jesus died on the cross for you. Christ died for us. He rose from the dead 3 days later. And he's able to save all those that come unto God by him. And whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you've never called on Jesus and asked him to save your soul, I hope you'll ask him to save your soul today. And then let me know if you do. I'd rejoice with you. Oh, we'd be so thrilled to hear the good news. And we'll try to help you to get started right in your Christian life and to begin to live for the Lord Jesus. Well, that is a child of God. I hope you are today. And if not, let us help you. All right. Well, I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio, and I look forward to our Sunday services again, 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30 on Sunday. Hey, a week from Sunday is Old Fashioned Sunday. Now, we make no apologies. We're an old-fashioned, Bible-believing, sin-fighting, Christ-exalting Baptist church, okay? No doubt about it. But once a year, we dress the part. And so we'll put on our old-fashioned clothes, and we'll just tip our hat to the old-time religion. And we do that once a year. And that's next Sunday, a week from this Sunday, on October the 19th. I hope you can come back Monday to the broadcast. I want to try to help you with what I call a daily to-do list. A daily to-do list. I think it'll be a blessing to you and a help to you. All right? If we can help you any other way, pray with a prayer request, or you want to rejoice with an answer to prayer or a blessing you've received, drop me an email, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or give us a call here at the church, 614-875-2190. We'd love to hear from you and rejoice with you or pray with you about your request. All right, have a wonderful weekend, everyone. And until Monday, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with
bright sunny sky.